Phyllis Turner Company.
Hello, Ari, please.
Yes, speaking. Hi, Kevin.
Hey. How are you doing?
Doing good. So we finally we connected. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's going on?
Well, so I wanted the reason I was trying to reach out to you. I just wanted to make sure that I had all the information possible for the company. Because what I'm showing is, you know, that it's a relatively new company. Obviously, it's a pretty big purchase based on what I have. And I guess my questions were, one, were they possibly a sole proprietor prior to incorporating, which would give them longer time in business? And also, do you know of any previous business loans they've had? Because we're not seeing any comp debt on their business report at all. And that's usually one thing that I've got to kind of justify, that they've had a, not necessarily a loan of this size before, but they've had other business loans before, and they have been able to handle them. Usually, if it's a $50,000, $75,000 loan, it's not even a concern. But, you know, since we're trying to get them upwards of, you know, $250,000, $260,000, you know,
well,
I want to know that.
The thing is, it's really a catch-22 because they're looking to grow through purchasing this piece of equipment. That's really what they are. That'll take them to the next level. They will really, you know, the main manufacturing will be done through this machine. So that's what they right now they don't, you know, it's a small operation. It is, I mean, it's been, I believe 2012 was the first year of operations. I mean, Mr. Walner, the owner of the company, has been in the business for a while, but he was more as a salesman for companies in that line. So he's been around the business, but the current business model of manufacturing these products and a larger scale distribution would be done through this machine. So that's
okay.
Yeah, so that's really it isn't that, you know, it isn't that large of an operation now, obviously, but they're hoping, I mean, they're counting on the machine to really, it's going to take it to a whole different level, the business. Right now they're not they need this machine to actually be producing on the level that they want to be at. So it's hard to show anything going back. Obviously, they didn't have any issues credit wise, you know. But as far as a line of credit on their business name, they haven't had that.
There are no other kind of business loans, no other equipment loans, or.
Let me see. Not off the top of my head. Let me take a look here. The question is, so what would you have to see?
Well, I mean, I don't have to. There's no, you know, magic number.
Right.
You know, I can't give that explanation to an underwriter, right? I mean, we don't finance hopes and dreams, right?
It's not hopes and dreams, but
in today's market, as you know, money is hard enough to come by for business lending. But you don't want to explain to an underwriter that this is the first time that they've done something of this magnitude, you know, that this is part of a major growth, because there's always hang-ups with that. You know, you buy this machine and you have a big client, you have people offering you business, and then you get the machine and suddenly two people back out, and now you've got this machine and you've got the same demand that you had before you had the machine. And when you look at their bank statements, there's months where they end with a few hundred dollars to $1,000 in their bank account, right? So you look at that, and they can't even afford, you know, if business stays the same or it takes them 6 months or a year to find the business to make this machine profitable, they can't afford the payments right now.
So that's the thing. He has he's been in this line for a long time, personally, and he knows the business. He has the customers. He was the salesperson for a while for these companies that they produce these. You know, so right now, he wants to produce some like freeze pops and these kind of items, packaged liquids. But he's been in that line for a long time. He knows all the customers. So the on that end, I don't really see an issue sales-wise once he has the machine to have the customer base. The customer base is already there. He's been dealing with these people for years. I understand the concerns. That's it's an obvious issue. I'm just the question is what we can there isn't.
Yeah.
He didn't have any. He didn't have any loan or line of credit or anything under the business. So,
does he have any contracts at all?
Is
there any contracts on the table?
You would have to ask him.
You know, this is why he's getting the machine. He's got a contract in place. There's no risk here because as soon as he has the machine, he goes right into production and making money with it. I'm just trying
the truth is that's what's going to happen because he does have the customers lined up. Like I said, he's been dealing with these guys for years. They've been buying from other companies, but that he's been selling to them. But now he'll be able to. I mean, if he produces on a large scale, then he'll be able to deal with them on his own. So. He does have the customers lined up, but as far as contracts, I would have to ask him. I'm not sure offhand if he,
okay,
if he has any has anything in writing.
If you can ask, I mean, that could be big. You know, all I'm trying
I
to
will.
Do, you know, like I said, there's no magic number here.
Build
what
stronger.
I have to do is make the underwriter comfortable. I need to make the guy feel comfortable at signing his name on the dotted line that this isn't risky. You know, that this is a good move for these guys. It's a thought-out move. And, you know, we're not going to be getting a call in 6 months saying, hey, you know, I need some help here with the payments. I mean, that's all that it is.
I mean, let me ask you, in general, when you, he told me, Mr. Wallner told me that you, machine manufacturer recommended your bank to him. He said that you guys deal with them a lot. Generally,
yes.
It's with established companies, or because I mean, I would see this issue arising a lot because such a machine would really, anyone looking to buy this machine is generally looking to start up. I mean, not necessarily starting up a company, but I would think this would be pretty common.
No, I mean, you have a lot of people that already have the machines that they're replacing. You have people that have contracts and they're putting these machines in another location. You know, manufacturing right now, a lot of these packaging, you know, larger packaging companies or medium-sized packaging companies are finding that the shipping is a big expense. You know, so they're buying second and third machines. They're putting them in locations that are closer to the distribution facilities that are going to be distributing the product, whether it's in a different state. I've got a client in California that's putting one in, you know, New Jersey because that's where their main client is, and it makes more sense. They can, you know, the contract cost can be cheaper because
right.
The shipping cost is cheaper. You know, you have other companies that have been around for a very long time, and they've maybe made one product. Or shipped one product. Now they want to do, like your client wants to do multiple products, and these machines allow you to switch, what are they called? Not templates, but different attachments, I guess, for different types of filling and different types of packages and things along those lines. So, you know, we do have, you know, we definitely do have clients that are in the startup mode. And 200 can be a lot
really,
for them, but if they've got bank statements
right.
that show that they keep an average balance, you know, of five figures or more, that makes us feel comfortable because, again, if it takes them a while to ramp up the business, you know, get the packaging fine-tuned and actually get the product sold and get payment on it, you know, that can be a six-month process. So if they can show that, you know, their bank accounts already justify the payment with the machine or without the machine, then, you know, that eliminates some risk. But, you know, looking at their bank statements, like I said, there's months where they end with a few hundred dollars. You know, with this type of machine, I mean, they're looking at a payment of probably $5,000 a month, even on a five-year loan. And their bank statements cannot even come close to handling that right now. So that's the concern, is that this could take quite a while. They wouldn't make payments until they get the machine, but they still need to lock in contracts, get orders, produce the product. Most of these people don't pay them right away. It could be on net 30 or net 60 terms. It could be 5 or 6 months before they get a payment from any of their clients after their payments start on this machine. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Well, the truth is that, you know, you're talking about the bank statements. Right now, the company wasn't really focused on the, obviously, on the ending balance of the account. The fact that the owner pulled out the money doesn't really affect. If he can technically keep that money in the, keep the money in the account. He pulled out the money. But it wasn't necessarily business expenses per se. In that, obviously, you know, most of it was expenses. But he did pull out some money from the business for himself, which contributes to the lower balance at the end. The business isn't that. My point is, if he would need the $10,000 in the bank, he just wouldn't pull out the money, and it would be there.
I understand. The guy's not thinking by any means. I can only go off of, you know, what I can submit. If there's more information that you guys can give me, you know, I'll definitely use it. I'm not declining this by any means. I'm just saying, I need. When I sit down, I've got to have some strength, right? Because every question that I've asked you, they're going to ask me, and I don't have a positive answer for any of the questions. So I need to be able to say, here, I see your concerns, but let me throw an ace at you. You know, here's some positives. Here's a contract, or here's why this doesn't matter over here, because I've got some strength over here. I can't give them a bank statement to offset the fact that they've never borrowed. You know, I can't give them, again, a credit reference showing that they borrowed and made their payments before. I don't really have a strong tax return because the company's still growing. You know, they're at less than six figures, which is, you know, less than half of what the cost of the machine is as far as sales, not even profits. So I just need you to send me something that shows some strength and something that I can go to them and say, hey, this is why it makes sense. You know, it's not just, you know, this guy's got a lot of experience with this machine. He can get clients and make money. I need to show them evidence, because as you know, everybody feels the same way, right? And as you know, not everybody succeeds.
I understand. The question is, if I show you, technically it's on the tax return, the members' drawers, which is basically the money that the owner pulled out, Mr. Woolner pulled out of the company. The question is if that would that will help you at all. Basically, you can show them that this is money that was pulled out by the owner personally and could have been kept in the business. So just to offset the low bank balance that.
The question is why then? You know, why wouldn't he leave the money in the company? You know. And would he have to do this again? You know, did he take it out of the company because he needed it personally for something? And if that's the case, you know, is he going to have to continue to take this out to feed whatever it's going to on the personal side? You know, maybe a strong personal financial statement. You know, if I can show that, you know, financially, personally, he's very strong, that he's a great investor, he's got real estate, he's got great net worth because he does take the money out of the company and he invests it somewhere else, that's one thing. But if I show a PFS that shows that he is taking the money out personally, but he's got nothing to show for it, then that doesn't, you know, I don't really have a safe argument there. That makes sense.
Well, he has $150,000. I'm looking at the personal financial here, $150,000 in the bank.
That's helpful.
Do you have the personal financial there? I believe I sent it to you. I can forward it again. Let me forward this to you. Okay. Okay, I just sent you a copy of the PFS.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's basically his house and cash in the bank.
It hasn't quite come through yet.
You're in you're situated in California. Where are you?
I am.
Okay, you're in California. Right. So that was the time difference. That's why I had to. Okay. You get anything?
Yeah, okay, so now it's 575. You have any idea what the home is worth?
What's that?
I said it looks like the mortgage balance is 575. Do you have any idea what the home is worth?
Yeah, it's about 1.3 million.
Okay.
It's so on the it's there, the real estate. Yeah, 1.3 has a loan of 575.
Do you think there's any chance that he would put more than 30K down?
He probably would put I would think he would put 50 pretty easily. I think if that's what it would take, I don't think that would really be an issue.
Okay. Let me call John. I don't see us getting, you know, two loans over 100 for him, but I can get him approved for $75,000 on what's called our application only program, which means I don't submit tax returns. And I typically don't even have to submit bank statements. So that, you know, that negates two of our big concerns, right? But I don't know if the machine can be separated, you know, the production line. He said he can separate it, and he invoiced me on two invoices. He was able to split it into two machines.
Okay.
I need to find out if it's possible for him to do it in three. The kind of the gray area there is that, you know, they need to be inspected. They need to appear to be standalone, meaning if you wanted to sell one, you could sell one by itself. They don't have to be all sold or used together. I don't know, you know, how far John can take that as far as separating them. You know, like I said, two seem to work out fine. I don't know if three will work. So I'm going to call him and see if it's possible to separate into three. If there is, then I can do, you know, three $75,000 loans, and then, you know, he can put down the rest.
Rest, right. Okay, that sounds like an idea. So I guess it makes sense to try that, and let me know either way if that works. I'll confirm with Mr. Wallner if just how much he can put down. But I don't think 50 would be an issue if that's what it takes.
Okay, sounds good.
Fine. Okay, so I guess we'll be in touch. Keep me posted, and we'll try to make something happen here.
Sounds good. I'll give John a call. I know time is kind of the essence here,
yeah,
so I'll let him know
back.
That, you know, we talked and we're working together to find a resolution, and I will also speak to him about trying to make this three pieces of equipment.
Got it. Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the time.
You got it. Take care.
Okay, bye.